The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, or good day. And happy to be here with you, and I'm also happy to be here with myself at the appreciation of our ability to be present for ourselves is a wonderful appreciation, and to value that and to feel like we are worthy, we are valuable, we are worthy of attention. And for people interested in being compassionate, we have a lot more compassion, or the compassion is fuller, or maybe even cleaner, if the agent of compassion, namely each of us, holds ourselves or sees ourselves with a certain value and worthiness and dignity, if we kind of inhabit ourselves fully or appreciate ourselves as a simplicity of being a human being, maybe not necessarily for our accomplishments or all kinds of worldly values, but just a deep appreciation of our value as a human being. If we have that kind of respect for ourselves, then when we bring compassion to someone else, we bring that along, and it conveys more value. The compassion conveys more value. There is like a fuller compassion. The person who's offering compassion then is more present, more the person is there. The person's not apologizing for themselves or not hiding themselves, not doing things kind of half-hearted because they don't think that they're important enough to do something. It's easier to be a wholehearted fullness of presence, which brings more presence into the compassion. Brings a lot of different wonderful things into the compassion. So this idea of respecting ourselves, respecting this human being, that we have the role of inhabiting, living with for this lifetime. So to begin our meditation, with the care, respect for this human being that you are, being careful with the posture you take. So that the posture, you kind of spend some time moving around a little bit, wiggling, swaying, looking until you find the posture that seems aligned and balanced and feels right for you to inhabit, to live in the embodied posture. Gently closing your eyes. And perhaps with care, respect for yourself, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. We feel our body more fully when we breathe in deeply. And as we feel our body, feel it with respect. Exhale with care and respect. Letting your breathing return to normal. And as a form of respect and care, as a way of becoming more whole, as you exhale, continue to relax the face, the eyes, relax the shoulders. Relax the belly. Letting the breathing return to normal. And one of the meanings I like for respect is to look again. If we respect something, it's worthy of a second look, further connection. And as you're present for yourself breathing, each moment of awareness, each thing that you're aware of is worthy of a second look, a deeper look. To respect each breath. Is not just be aware of an inhale once, but each inhale, almost as if you're giving yourself a second look, a deeper connection. A second look, a deeper connection to exhaling. The mind begins thinking, to have respect for oneself is to not only know that you're thinking, but to give it a second look. Have an even further mindfulness of the phenomena of thinking. Almost as if you respect it without participating in it. Just seeing it more deeply, the phenomena of thinking. And then respectfully allowing the thinking to fade away, like a thought bubble floating away. And begin again with your breathing. Might your mindfulness become a little fuller or a little bit more available in a stronger way. If the mindfulness is supported by respect for yourself, even if you don't feel you deserve respect, offer the respect anyway, as you might for any other person. If there was an occasion to support them in times of great need, And then to bring this meditation to an end, to consider how a certain self-respect might translate or make possible greater respect for others. And with our respect for others, respecting others, to care for them, for their welfare and happiness, to care for their dignity and autonomy, to care for their success in life, for their deep spiritual fulfillment, and to wish them well. May others be happy. May others be safe. May others be peaceful. May others be free. And respecting them, may we in our own way, small or large, contribute to that possibility. Thank you.